Sort that. Thank you, Brian. Okay, it's Saturday the 1st of August. Pinch Punch, first of the month, you mofos, and no returns. It's 8:35, I'm in my hotel in Birmingham. Penultimate time, I'm in my hotel in Birmingham. And I'm about to go, and I'm topless, by the way, guys. I'm talking to you right now, I'm topless. Oh, welcome to another Ian Lee versus Radio podcast. Just a jingle I'm working on. I'm about to go and do the Birmingham, the WM show, the Saturday show, 10 till 12, I think it is. Then I have to dash all the way down the M's, to get to my house, where I'm going to be greeted by my friend Simon. And we are going to then drive all the way to Whitstable to perform the second evening of Ian Lee versus Radio. Of course, you'll remember the last one was a stunning success 2 weeks ago in Maidenhead. Sell out. This one, no sell out. It's not sell out. And I was getting really worried about it not being a sell out. And I said to Simon, I'm really worried it's not a sell out. We've not even sold half the tickets as of yesterday. And he said, yeah, and? I said, well, that's bad. He said, nah, we'll have a laugh. And that's why Simon's hanging out with me. We'll have a laugh. There are a few technical issues. We can't use their screen. I've not spoken to them directly. This is all second hand. We can't use their screen because you can't plug a Mac into it, apparently, which is annoying. So we'll have a look. I'm now kind of in a mad panic that we won't be able to plug our Mac into the sound system, which would totally bugger us up. The screen would be okay. We've got a screen that we take. And do you know what, actually? I think I'd be all right with... We would need the screen. The sound would be a complete bum. So, with that, we'll see. We'll see. It's a bloody oyster festival going on. And then the plan was for us to stay, because Whitstable's miles away from anywhere, to stay in Whitstable or nearby or somewhere tonight. But we're not. We're going home because we've got stuff to do tomorrow. So that's kind of the plan. I'm just in my hotel room reading a Beach Boys book and listening to a Brian Wilson solo album. I know. I'm trying to reassess it. I've got an idea. I've got two Beach Boys. I had three ideas for things on Beach Boys. An article, a documentary, and an album release on 7A Records, my record label. And I'm just kind of building up the momentum to tackle them. They're all good ideas. I've spoken to the Beach Boys management, I know, about it. And he's having a think. They're all good ideas. And I've been buoyed by the success of the... Have I got any aspirin? I've got a splitting headache. No, I'll get some. I've been buoyed by the success of the Mickey Dolenz project, something that I thought was a geeky niche little thing. Well, it is a geeky niche little thing that I would mention hushed tones. So I'm just going through my bag as I talk to you. This is how I do my radio shows, right? These are the notes I've got. So these are stories from the newspapers. The Sun, page 7, Nazi Queen. Page 7, Shop Sex. Page 21, Shark Punch. The Mirror, page 1, Kidneys. The Daily Mail, page 3, Food Futurologists. And also page 3, Gypsy Coppers. I don't remember what I was saying. Anyway, we'll see... sorry, I'm just going through and... clearing a load of junk in my bag. Where does that? Oh, look, I've got wings. Oh, look, I need that. Got wings for a toy helicopter. It's a load of old rubbish I've got in here. Right, well, you don't need to hear me going through my bag, although in many ways, that's kind of what the podcast is anyway, isn't it? Just some old idiot going through his bag. So, on that bombshell, I'm off. I'll probably speak to you later on today on the way to Whitstable. Cheers, my dears. Ta-ra.
God's taking his best to his heart because the end of the world's coming. And I say, bring it on, man.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Hi. So we're on our way to Whitstable now. It's 20 minutes past two. And fucking hell, Simon, we just had to stop. Why did we have to stop?
Oh, because of someone didn't take my advice and keep their bag out of the boot.
Someone, and we're not going to mention which member of this two-man party it was, but someone... It wasn't Simon. That is correct. I cannot give you blame for that. Someone was worried they'd left their phone at home. So we had to stop. Whoa, slow down!
We can't slow down. We need to get
We've got no brakes!
We have got very modern brakes.
Oh, have we?
Yeah.
The one, is that what you're operating?
I'm not talking anyway.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you didn't like it last time. No. What was your problem? And into my car.
Get out of the backseat, baby! Whoa.
Mind those kiddies on the bicycle. Yeah. I'm being serious,
well,
actually.
To be fair, it's their responsibility to not be in the
well,
road.
Well, to be fair, it's your responsibility as a driver not to hit anybody.
I'm at the legal speed limit. There's no problem.
Oh, I'd say a little bit over.
I wouldn't.
No, it's 14. You're doing more than that. So,
for the purposes of audio.
Oh, no. Whoa! Jeez! I said, I told him we'd get there at 5, and your sat-nav is saying 3:59.
Yeah.
So we've got an hour to kill.
Yeah, but it's the seaside.
No,
dude.
I mean, we've got an hour to kill. I've just driven down from Birmingham.
I've just driven down from Hereford.
I've just driven down from your mum. Oh.
Well, she lives in the south, so that's not
what was
actually...
Fuck! Goodness sakes, I got the hippie shakes! What's going on in Hereford, man? Let's put the old aircon on, mate, because it's fun.
It is on.
Well, then why am I feeling nauseous?
Because of my driving.
Oh, yeah. I like it. Okay. So cool.
It's on cold. It's
yeah, but can you make it pump out harder?
Yep.
Wow! I'll open a window in a bit when we... Anyway, so we're off to Whitstable. It's the Oyster Festival. We're up against the Oyster Festival and Craig Charles. So that's why we've sold 60 of 145 seats.
Are you telling me or them?
You're not bothered by it, but then it's not you that's got to stand in an empty auditorium listening to your voice echo off the chairs.
It's all right, it's fine. It'll be fine. It'll be fun.
Where will the fun bit be?
Get to the seaside.
But we're going to be indoors.
Making things happen indoors.
Look at that man jogging.
He was
a bit slumped.
He was really slumped.
Slumpy the jogger.
Although he is jogging, which is more than we're doing.
Yeah, we're sitting.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so we're off to Whitstable. We've not sold many tickets, but then the venue said that that's more tickets than they normally sell in advance.
Whoa!
And they'll get lots of walk-ups. But I don't want walk-ups.
No, you like the security of knowing that.
But also, I don't want people going, oh, you've got comedy on tonight. Like, that's fucking yeah. Some of that. Wait, they got some comedy on. We're fucking.
I had some lagers. No, it's a Whitstable, man. They don't do that. I drunk off Prosecco and oysters.
No, my family.
You're going to be horny on oysters.
Horny on oysters?
That's when you're out.
My family are going to be there, and they're as rough as assholes. I'm sorry, Uncle Don and Auntie Diane. It's a joke. But, Dad was, so. Anyway. Hey, I did. I was on Pointless.
Why?
Because they asked me. And they paid me. Well, that's a great conversation. Okay, well...
Do you have to deal with it?
Answer questions.
Or like a celebrity, Pointless.
Yeah.
I don't really watch Pointless.
Nor do I. I don't watch it.
I don't see the point.
Oh, you're such a twat. Right, I'll stop this, bye.
Geezer.
Well, I think I saw Tom Swarbrick in a services. I'm just checking my tweets to see if it was him. He's a reporter. He's a nice bloke. He's a reporter. It may not have been him, as he wasn't holding. He wasn't holding an award, and I've only ever seen him when he's holding awards.
How do you know?
I mean, it's the industry, mate. It's the biz. It's showbiz. It's broadcasted. He looks like a friend of mine.
So
Agent
you
Chris.
Didn't investigate him. You thought it was Agent Chris, but you
no. I knew it wasn't Agent Chris, but that's what made me think it was Tom Swarbrick. Because it definitely wasn't Agent Chris. I mean, that was like an hour ago at the service station. I've had a doze since then.
What, So you chose not to pursue it.
I tweeted him. I tweeted him.
Yeah. And he hasn't come
back. I said, did I just see you? I think I just saw you in a service station.
But instead of waiting and tweeting,
yeah,
why not just investigate further and say,
Tom!
You...
Because if it wasn't him, awkward. If it was him, awkward.
Why would it be awkward if it was him, if you know him?
Well, because I'm asking, are you Tom Swarbrick? He'll go, yeah, we've met.
Right, okay.
That'd be like me saying, are you Simon Roberts? He'll be, yeah. So...
keep it snappy.
How far away are we?
We are 23 minutes away.
Life in fast lane. We really got me rocking and a rolling. Well, I've spent most of this journey dozing or blowing off.
Oh, well, me too.
All right. Can you wipe your windscreen for me? You filthy.
It's not really worth it for my side.
Yeah, but just do it. It's bloody.
But it's, you know, it's a waste.
Well, you hit a deer and it's not...
Crap.
Come on, just clean it, please.
Okay,
we'll
do it.
Go.
Oh, it's gone out. I know, Tom. I knew that would happen.
Well. Okay, I'll stop this recording then. I kind of wonder why I even started it. I was expecting... What happened to the band switch? We're having some classic bands there. As soon as I hit record...
This is the red light syndrome.
The what?
Red light syndrome.
Was that... With the prostitute?
This is the red light goes on. Jeez. Climb up.
All right, buddy.
It is like the prostitute.
All right, buddy. All right, buddy. Let's try and keep it above the waist today. Could you get a little bit closer to the back of that car? I can't quite read it. The gentleman who's driving it, I can't read the label in their jacket.
Hashtag Fossil Friday.
We're here. Which was delightful. Absolutely lovely. Hey, man.
Hi.
Have you got the Wi-Fi password?
I do.
Don't say it out loud because I'm recording.
Okay.
Can you write it down for me?
It's this. Look, watch.
Whoa, steady. No,
look, this one. That's not the password. Three. And then...
Hang on. What are you typing in? Hang on. Whoa, dude.
Well, you can look. I'm showing you.
Community.
You just said it out loud.
I didn't. I didn't.
I'm
I didn't.
Get
incorrect password.
Well, I'm connected, mate. I think you just adopted it. There's two M's in community.
All right. Don't say out loud what we're looking... Incorrect password for HB3. Are there any capitals?
Oh, for God's sake. What do you want me to do? Do it for you? This.
You're doing it on your computer now.
Yeah, but I've done it on here already. Maybe it's on like Max. Maybe it's a Mac.
Oh.
No. Okay, we're in.
Well, how come you're in on two things?
I'm wicked. Tools.
All right, I'm in. So don't tell them what we're looking for, but find basically, the show has changed dramatically since the last one at Maidenhead. We've got, I'm afraid, the live link up with Mackenzie Crook has been aborted. It is gone. It was technologically too advanced for it. We were ahead of our time. So we're adding a new bit. Get a picture of him looking really scary.
Is that how you spell it? I thought it was different.
Yeah, get a picture of him looking really... That's quite a good one. Let's scroll down. That's quite a nice one.
That's a good one. How many? We only need one, though, really.
We need two. One to set it up. Do you know who this guy is? Two to...
Which one's this one?
This one
and this one.
Let's get. Oh, live production meeting. Let's have that one, and then one
it's
of that
small.
One.
It's too small.
Oh, yes. All right.
It's got to be. Hang on, let me just find the big ones.
That's a nice one.
Wait a minute.
How big is that?
I don't know.
Anyway, we're at the Horsebridge Centre. It's a beautiful day. It's a really nice venue. Everyone here, of course, is delightful. Look at that twat. So is the one with him looking really angry too small?
There are quite a few of them looking...
We can get angrier than that. No, he looks like that. No. No. Keep going. Scroll. That one.
Thanks for asking me to pass that along. That's the password to the private connection, so it goes a bit faster.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. Excellent.
What's that?
Thank you.
Zero, of course. That's what happens when you're a celebrity.
Yeah, you get private
possibly. That's a bit blurry, that one, isn't it?
Only because it's probably so big, it's probably not... let's do this. Yes.
It's a bit blurry, that one. Anyway, so we're adding a new bit to the show, which I'm very uncertain about doing. God, it's like 56k dial-up.
Yeah, well, let's go private.
Let's go private. We're going to go on. So we're adding a new bit. I think I've said that before. We're adding a new bit to the show. Never before tried. And we'll see how it gets on. Sold 68 tickets, which is just under half. So I'm pleased with that. They're going to set it out cabaret style, i.e. tables and chairs, so it looks fuller than it is. I like that. You have to respect that. It's all showbiz, darling. 68 is a good number, actually, considering I don't broadcast here in Whitstable. What have you done?
Thick.
You fucked it up, mate.
Thick. Three.
Which password? Try it again.
No, I don't want to.
Maybe some of those should be capitals. Yeah. Just stick with what you know. Sandy Togsvig has played here, as has, bizarrely, Kate Adie. Heidi. Milky Negro has played here, supporting Chantel McGregor. Just looking at some of the posters in the studio. Connecting. Not invalid.
No, it doesn't work.
He's bought it out there. Yeah. Do you want me to kick off?
Maybe it's...
I will happily kick off. I will...
Maybe it's...
I will kick off. Anyway. I don't have any broadcasting presence here. I don't think... I think they stopped showing the 11 o'clock here now. 11 o'clock show. Hello! Oh. No?
Hello.
You all right?
Oh, I just caught that door.
Do you want a hand? What? Are you all right? Do you want a hand?
You've got the door.
I've got this door.
Tea-making facilities?
Whoa, what's that? It's not for us. Thank you very much. Do you, by any chance, know what the password is for the private?
Well, private
it's, they've
password.
Given me that, but it doesn't work.
I'll get Doug to come up and speak to you.
Oh, no worries. I'll just
you
use the other one.
It's not problem. We can use the other one. Thank you.
In this jug,
uh-oh.
It's coffee.
Yeah.
This one's water. Brilliant. Got water. And there's tea bags.
Oh, you're very kind. Thank you very much.
I've just got to tell you
something. Why don't they just give us water? That's weird. Hey, that's very kind. Thank you very much.
Thanks
a lot. This is one of the reasons I'm doing this, is to see, because I like art centres, but I don't go to them enough. And I think they genuinely... This sounds a bit wanky. I genuinely think they should be supported.
Yeah, of course
so
they should.
So I'm supporting them by taking money. No, well, I can't, you know...
Bringing them the benefit of your...
But also, wasn't everyone at Maidenhead and everyone here so far been absolutely lovely?
Yes.
But it's true, even if I wasn't
having a conversation,
I'm recording.
It's being recorded. Oh, yeah.
But even if it wasn't recorded.
No, it's true. And then,
yeah, absolutely.
Oh, there's a spider on me! I'm going to flick it at you.
Flick it at me, I don't like them!
Crisis averted.
Oh, that's the angriest large one.
Then go for that.
Let's go for medium. Angry medium.
It's these bad boys, look, that it's
that that one.
It's that one.
And that one.
Yeah, it's those two. It's those two.
Good quality pictures, though.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm gonna. Would you like a coffee?
Yes.
It's over there, mate. While you're over there, could you do me one too?
I'm just gonna do this.
Such a prick.
You don't have to say you love me just because I had.
Right, we're on the beach. I've only got a little bit of battery. Okay. Winterval is very, very busy. There's going to be Craig Charles playing. He sent me a funny tweet. He says he's going to kill me and drink my blood. I'm assuming that's a joke. I mean, I don't think he's got previous for killing people and drinking their blood. If he has, admitting it on Twitter, I suppose best to do it now when people are still after the dentist. No one's looking for anything else.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's playing.
He's still getting through me.
There's a massive firework display on in the middle of my show.
And you can use it, just use it. You can use it.
I'm going to ride it.
It's going to be gold.
And there's a big procession about to happen, so we've come to the beach. I've just had a little bit of a run-in with someone I used to work with. I don't remember. A little bit of passive aggression there. It's fine. I've sent most of it back to her, and it's fine. I don't remember. I have to Google her. She's on rice.
I give it back to you. That's just what you say. Look away.
No, I didn't. And I'm going to go back and give it back to her. No, I'm
shall
not.
We? Come on.
No.
Let's go and get it.
No.
Look at this, so many oyster shells, empty ones.
Yeah.
We could take those home.
I'm watching some kids throw litter on the beach while their parents encourage it.
Parents are doing it too, actually.
I'm feeling the vibe. Where are we? It's 7:50. I guess we should probably get back to the venue.
When are you on?
Tonight.
I still don't know what time.
I mean, I was having a barbecue.
Is it loose? Is it a fixed time?
Alright, great radio, guys. I think I'm on about some kids chanting for a fight.
I'll take it.
I think I'm on at about 8. Can you see my Nurofen I'm holding?
Can't really see anything because of the sun.
Oh, that's beautiful!
Look at the sun, you've got a seagull behind you.
The seagull's about to eat me! That's the picture you're looking at for this podcast.
Can you
see
it, though?
No, but it's called a silhouette.
I know, I shine a light at the sun, that's really dangerous.
Don't start. Why are you banging on about light? You had a go at me for shining a laser in your eyes. What is your problem with that, man?
Because you shouldn't shine lasers in people's eyes. It's very dangerous. I'm trying to find something on the internet that says... Well, it says a big sticker on the back of the pointer.
Well, I couldn't read it because I looked in the laser.
Don't shine lasers in your eyes.
Right, let's head back to the venue now, dude.
Oh.
Well, or not.
Wow, decisions.
Horny decisions.
If you eat oysters, apparently it gives you gonorrhea-like symptoms.
Yeah, I don't know what gonorrhea is.
I don't either, but I think it's painful burning.
But I've had painful burning peepees.
Well, maybe that was that. I don't know.
But I had that when I was a child.
Cystitis. Systematic.
I used to get really painful pissing when I drank beer. If I drank like 3 or 4 pints of beer, my piss...
Well, as a child?
No, it was a man.
Okay, I need to get pumped.
My piss would kill me.
Really?
Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Oh, my.
I'm trying to get you without the. Stop moving.
Well, you're moving.
I know, but I'm the
subject. I'm the subject.
Yeah, so stop moving.
Okay, well, this is.
It's cold.
What are you doing? Right, well, that's enough of that nonsense.
A biddly biddly bong.
Right, just been outside, we've just come in, it's 7:00. Just met some lovely people outside. We got locked out, so we got speaking to some lovely people outside who've come to see the show and whose names I've completely forgotten. I apologise if I was a little bit distant, but I'm now very, very high on drugs and, starting to feel it a little bit nervous. Obvs. I've had too much coffee as well. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to it. You know, nice people have come a long way to see this, and I'm hoping that they will be entertained by it. Fingers crossed. Small crowd, should be nice. There's got to be a better way of making a couple of £100, hasn't there? Really? I'm going to do with some water. I Oh, yeah, so I think I said that. I bumped into someone who I worked with years ago on Rise. I do remember her. I do remember her. I always thought we got on quite well. But the implication was that we didn't, and that's fine. I was a dick back then. Yeah, I do remember. You just made me feel a little bit shit, and that's fine, and I need to just hand that back because it's nothing to do with me. I was a different person back then, and I have put on some weight, which is good because I looked awful back then. And, I need a wee.
We don't want to go from a sleazy country to a sludgy country.
Vegetable was like a couple of days ago. It's Tuesday now. I forgot to finish the podcast, so I'm kind of doing a epilogue. It's Tuesday night. I'm going to bed. It's 20 past eight. I had today off. I had a terrible migraine. Still got a bit of a headache, but I'm just clicking my toes. That always helps. So, how did Saturday go? It was all right. The venue holds 145. We had about 85 there at the start. Not quite as many at the end. The show itself was all right. It's funny, there were some bits that I was kind of thinking of getting rid of that worked really well, and some other bits that didn't work quite so well. I think I have an idea. It needs to be more celebratory. I think there are times when I'm a little bit too harsh. I'm going to try and stop swearing in the show as well. I do swear a lot, and the only reason I swear in the show is because I'm nervous and because I don't think it's working. So if I think something isn't working, I will swear more to try and boost it. And I don't think this show needs it. What was disappointing? I'm going to mention you, Sarge. A couple of guys turned up who were really excited to come, and one of them I speak to occasionally on Twitter, and I met them before, and it was nice, and just annoying, just really annoying during the show, drunk and heckling, and you know, the odd heckle is fine, but it's not a stand-up show. I'm not doing stand-up comedy, and I'm not annoyed because of the comments you made. You know, Sarge posted some comments on Twitter saying he would like it to be a bit tougher, it was more like a family show, blah, blah, blah. I take those points on board. I'm not trying to make it Chris Morris or 11 o'clock show or anything like that. I'm going more towards the John Ronson school of performance than anything like that. And I think gentle can work. But you knew I was nervous. No, I'm not going to aim it directly at you because that's unfair. But I was nervous. I was anxious. I was not very confident about it, and then to have someone heckling who I kind of thought was on side, and I'm sure you thought you were doing it, I am directing at you, you know, it didn't help the show, it detracted the show, and it actually pissed me off quite a bit. So how did the show go? It was all right, it was a lovely venue, weird venue, but lovely. There's nowhere to sell any merch at the end, and I'll sort that out for the next ones, but my aunt and my aunt and my uncle and their partners were there, and that was nice. I've not seen them for a while, and that was really nice. So, onwards, upwards, let's have a little bit more, shall we? Where is the next one? Let's just have a little look-see. It's hot tonight, isn't it? Hot in the city. Oh, by the way, listen to my BBC WM show on Friday. Big announcement. The next one's not till the 10th September. Then there's 10th, 11th, 12th. Okay, then there's that run. We're nearly finished. Comedia, Brighton, 10th September. I'm going to be on BBC. I don't know what it's called. It's not called BBC Brighton, but I'm going to be on there next week, plugging it, which is great. All right, guys, that's it. That's your lot. Ta-ta.